This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, the most beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the most honorable human being to walk this earth, the highest and best of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Yet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tested him the most. And this is an indication that those who are tested indeed are close to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If that test leads them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested with a boycott in Shi'ab Abi Talib, where him and his companions were placed into one part of Mecca. And they were boycotted. Nobody was allowed to do business with them. Nobody was allowed to help them. Nobody was allowed to support them. So they were boycotted and cut off from the rest of the world. And soon after, 3 years later, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out of that, we have what is known as Aamul Huzn, the year of sadness. And this year is called the year of sadness because in it, not only did his uncle die, and his uncle Abu Talib was a pillar of support. So Abu Talib would defend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam despite not accepting Islam. He would defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would stand up for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This pillar of support fell in this year. Not only did he pass away, but his dear wife Khadija radiyallahu anha, who was one of the first of those who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she passed on as well. So it is known as the year of sadness. Here we can see that he comes out of a trial and a tribulation into a very difficult year, such that it is called the year of sadness. So sometimes we ourselves begin to question and we ask, when will the faraj, when will the opening come from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Know that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam also were tested until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the messenger and those who believed with him, they said, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Behold, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same manner. His uncle, Abu Talib, very dear to him, the one whom he loved, is on his deathbed. And around him are the leaders of Quraysh. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging this dear uncle of his. قُلْ كَلِمَةً أُحَاجُّ لَكَ بِهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Just say a word, a kalima, la ilaha illallah, and I will fight your case with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I will be your lawyer on the day of judgment. I will stand and speak for you before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this was none other than the best of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there Quraysh are saying, atarghabu an millati Abdul Muttalib, are you going to leave the way of your forefathers? Abdul Muttalib, your own father, are you going to leave his way? So there we have two different angles. One, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging him, say a good word. And Abu Talib knew that this was the truth. But he says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, if it were not for these people sitting here saying that he left the way of his forefathers right at the end, I would have accepted the message. Allahu Akbar. So he refused to accept Islam and he passed away on kufr and shirk. Yet this was the person who supported Islam. This was the person who helped the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many things that we can take away from this, but let us complete the story before we move to the points. You see, he left this world a disbeliever in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down verses, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Indeed you, O Muhammad, do not guide those whom you wish, but it is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal who guides whomsoever He wishes, and He knows who is most rightly guided. So the message is clear to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: you are not in charge. It is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal who decides what He wants, when He wants, and how He wants it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ مَا لَمْ أُنْهَ عَنْهُ. I will continue to seek istighfar for you, O Abdul Muttalib, O Abu Talib, so long as I am not prevented from doing so. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals verses, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. It is not for the messenger and those who have believed to seek istighfar for the polytheists, those who have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after they know that these people have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are people of the fire. So even he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is being prohibited from seeking istighfar for the one who is near and dear to him. And this is a lesson, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One, look at Abu Talib and look at peer pressure and how it affected him. Those whom we surround ourselves with will affect our lives. Al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalid. A person is upon the deen, the way of his friends. So let one of you look at who is surrounding him, who he goes out with, who he spends time with, who are his companions. You want to know a man? Look at those who are around him. Look at his circle of friends, and you will understand who that person is. This man, Abu Talib, knew the truth, and he rejected it simply because he was surrounded by those whom he respected all his life, those whom he looked up to all his life. He rejected Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He knew that this meant everlasting fire. He knew that this meant everlasting punishment. But he rejected Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And that is why we say it is so important for us to understand that power, wealth and authority have their place in society, but Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reigns supreme. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the highest. So where it comes to rejecting your friends, rejecting their pressure, rejecting that which they are saying to you and encouraging you to do because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not something that you have a choice with regards to. You must reject them and accept Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Because ultimately, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when we get to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, is that friend going to be there? Is that friend going to seek shafa'ah and intercession on our behalf? Or will we all be punished because of what we did together as a group? Allahu Akbar. In fact, on that day, those who are disbelievers and those who are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us something. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. On that day, a man will run away from his own brother and his own mother and father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And his own companion, his own wife, and his own children, your own son, your blood, your flesh, a piece of your liver, as the Arabs say, a piece of your liver, and you reject him. Why? Because today, nafsi, nafsi, I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about myself. I'm not cared about the next man. So your peer pressure can lead you to a point where you will actually be driven to Jahannam by those same friends, the next time they encourage you, put that weed into your mouth, roll it up, smoke one with me, let's do one together. Remember that what they are saying is, let's go to Jahannam together. Allahu Akbar. What they are saying is, let's displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together tomorrow as you are dying and you are leaving this world. That friend of yours, wallahi, they will not even be able to help you to put your soul back into your body. They will not be able to take the soul and say, put it back into the body. It's okay, give him a chance. It's over. That belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, true power. You want to understand what is true power? What is true authority? You think your friends are influential and you must listen to them? Understand, when you are dying, who has power over you? Who has power over you? It is only Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this is why he says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومَ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And when the soul reaches the throat and you are seeing now, you have seen the angels, you have seen the unseen, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal makes an amazing and most powerful statement.
وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
We are closer to him, but you do not see. That dying man, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, is closer to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more power over him than you, O insan. But you do not see. Simply because you cannot see. That is why you have not recognized the fact that Allah is the most powerful. But if you had power, at this point, at this juncture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites you to understand your power, O insan. You think you have power. You think you have authority. You think you have might. Then let me invite you to think about something.
فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين.
So if you were not returning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then why did you not take that soul and place it back into the body? Why did you not take that soul and place it back into the body? At that juncture you will understand what your power is. How much power you have. How much power those around you possess. Nothing. Nothing in comparison to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Here Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closest to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, cannot even convince his uncle, his own flesh and blood, that one who supported him and helped him, he has no influence over him. And he rejects the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So friends and those whom we surround ourselves with are of most importance. If we want to actually grow, then we need to surround ourselves with good people. People who will encourage us towards Jannah. People who will help us build our akhirah. People who will help us actually build our relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Someone, when you hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the first thing they say, come my friend, let us go to the masjid. That is the type of person you want. Why? What they are saying is, come my friend, let us go and get closer to Jannah. That is the type of friend you want. This is the type of influence you want in your life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested. He lost his uncle. He lost his dear wife, the one who supported him when he first received wahi. She could have easily said, no, you have lost your mind. What you have seen is crazy. You can't have seen these scenes and you can't have heard from an angel, etc. She could have rejected him, but she stood with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She supported him. She helped him. She comforted him. She was there for him. She passed on as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost two of the most dear people to him. And inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss Ta'if and the journey to Ta'if and how this came after the year of sadness, and after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lost those two who are most dear to him and closest to him. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has promised to test us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example for us. You know, sometimes when you say to a person, "But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this, so do that as well." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had patience, have patience. What do they say? "I'm not the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal sent him down for us to learn a lesson from him. And this is why he says, "لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا." And verily in the messenger of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is a good example for you. A good example for you. You see, for us to see what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not simply for us to sit here and tell a story and feel sad and feel happy and go home and it is over. But it is for us to learn and take a lesson and implement that into our lives. So we ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to grant us the ability to implement this message into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.